This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's what we want. We want people to admit that they have a skeleton in their closet. But we will fire up the VD and no one will know it's you.
Yeah. Change your name. Do all the things.
Yes. Because it's sort of, it's election time, right? Mm-hmm. And while we don't ever talk about politics here, we're going to talk about politics a little, not our politics, but would anybody in this room ever run for an office?
No.
Could you run for an office?
No.
Because you've got some.
I've helped people run for office.
You have?
I used to, like, when I was like 8, my mom used to take me along.
To rallies? That's right. You said you've been to a caucus.
Well, I was an adult then. But yes. But yeah, I remember like tying balloons to, there was a story guy. I don't know if he was mayor or governor. I don't know. But I remember
his
tying balloons.
His name was Story?
It was Scott Story. Is that a thing? Is that a person? I don't know.
Isn't that the volleyball player keeps getting hit in the face with the ball?
I forgot
Tiak, you know who I'm talking about?
No.
That's a baseball
Scott
player.
Steve Stark. The guy who keeps volleyball and he just keeps getting hit in the face with the volleyball. It's a hilarious video. Oh my God,
anyway,
just text in.
I don't know.
Here's my point.
Scott Story was a Jeffco district attorney.
Oh, I think it was him.
Okay, now look up who's the volleyball player viral video. It's something.
It's so funny.
Scott Stark or like, and he just keeps getting tattooed in the face. It's hit in
Scott
the
Sterling.
Sterling! Damn it! Anyway, Scott Sterling for Arapahoe County District Attorney. Whatever. I've been asked to run for city council multiple times.
Why?
I don't know. Well, because
by who?
Supposedly other city council members. We had one who worked here. We had a city council. The person.
What?
I don't want to say who it is.
Who?
Did
they sit? Are they still here?
No.
Okay.
When did they leave?
Who in this building had any power? Golly, that's
He's a city council member, like north of my house, like in a scary part of town.
Okay.
I can't say who it is, but I'll tell you later. We've done a story about him on the air at a concert, and now he's a city council member. Yes.
No. The one that fell?
Yeah. Yes. But they've just told me, it's like, look, with your name recognition, you could get it. And it's like, okay, but then what?
That's a dumb reason.
But you could work your way up to like whatever. Like you start as a city council member, then maybe you get to be mayor, and then maybe you get to be like, I don't. And then
oh
you're.
Oh my gosh, you get.
Oh my gosh, what?
You get a cool nickname, like J-Bone. You can be.
I would be. I think. I don't think.
S-Lax.
Okay. Like an hour ago, we were supposed to get to the point. The point is this. We can't run for office because we don't want to, but also we're afraid of the skeletons in our closet coming out. And that's why we want you to tell us the skeletons that are in your closet. Like, is there some... There was a time where you had to be so squeaky clean. I remember, I think it was Bill Clinton, was one of the first presidents who was like, oh yeah, I've smoked pot. And it was like, oh my God, he's going down! No, he's gonna vote for him! He's gonna bot it! And then I was like, oh yeah, okay.
All right.
I think Obama was like, yeah. Like in his book, he's like, yeah, I was doing fat rails off. And you're like, all right.
Now it's gotten to the point. Yeah, it's like, that's it, Governor?
Right.
Kind of lame, don't you think?
Right. So we want to know what your skeleton is in your closet. Like there are people, I know somebody, I forget who it is. They have a job that requires a degree. Okay.
Okay.
They got 90 some percent of that degree. And then just kind of went, went to Europe and then never quite got the credits. But then write down, hey, I graduated from this. And nobody checks.
Mm-mm.
I know.
They don't. What are they going to go? They know you went because you have a certain amount of knowledge, but they don't have the degree. Now, this person's not exactly, I don't think this person's like an architect making bridges that we drive over every day. But they're literally not qualified for their job. That's a skeleton in your closet.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's what we want. Like, so if you've got, if there's something eating you alive inside that would keep you from running for office, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you've got one, Hack.
Yeah, I was very close. My buddies were on the no-fly list for a little bit, and I was with them the night they got caught. And narrowly escaped. Yeah. So we used to do this thing. I don't want to give too many details because this is FCC regulated. So I'm in a tough position. But we got very into making homemade like explosives kind of thing, like toilet bowl cleaner, like not like a
like a pipe bomb.
Yeah. Not like a serious bomb. Just kind of like a more of a chemical reaction. Let's say it that way. So we were doing that for a long time.
Oh
and like
God, this is a terrible idea. We should probably not do this.
A good idea. Yep.
It's too late. You've already
it's too late. No, but,
and ding dong ditching our friends. You leave one on the porch and kind of blows up. Yeah. Them. And then eventually.
Nobody gets hurt.
Nobody did. They could have. Nobody did. Thankfully. We were young and dumb. But eventually people called the police because they hear loud sounds. And two of my buddies got picked up by the police. They had just dropped me back off at my car. So I went home, and then it was in the McDonald's parking lot.
And they didn't
lot.
Rat you out.
Mm-mm, they didn't rat me out, and they got added. They got taken downtown. They got questioned, and at the time, it was in our history. They weren't playing around with stuff like that and flying and all that stuff. So my buddies like had trouble flying. Thankfully, we were minors, so it's not like we were jet setting or anything. But that's my skeleton.
Is one of them the person that both Slacker and I want to date?
Oh, he doesn't need to be.
You
too. Got a PJ. You don't. The fly list don't mean nothing. All right. Do you have anything you want to say?
Well, I still feel guilty about it, but one time I stole a necklace from Claire's.
That's your skeleton in your closet. I'll elect you right now.
Get off this plane.
I will. Stole. Oh my God. If shoplifting is a skeleton in the closet,
I still feel guilty about it.
Oh my God. I've stolen so many things in my life.
It was an E. I just wanted my initial. I wanted to be that girl.
Okay. If you have something between terror watch list and an E pendant necklace, we would love to hear the skeleton in your closet. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I'm running for city council and no, I'm not. We're looking for...
You've got some support.
I know. It's so stupid. Thanks. I don't want to... Okay. Basically, we were talking about with it being election season, nobody in this room could get elected because the skeletons in our closet would come out. But Aaron's like, oh, I stole a necklace. That's stupid.
It would come back to get me.
You
know, I know
that,
it
you
would.
You could get elected with that. If we've had a president who's done just all the things, all of our presidents. All right. So our first caller is Average Joe.
Hi.
You are disguised. What's your skeleton?
So I lived in another state and I stole $150,000 from a nonprofit. But the statutes of limitations have expired.
From a nonprofit, you said?
Yeah, I'm not too proud of it.
Sounds like you are.
That was in another state, you said?
It was, yes.
Did it just become a nonprofit after you stole the money?
Yeah, they were a for-profit before. I took the 100. And you say the statute of limitations is still running, so that's why you're disguised?
No, the statute of limitations expired.
Oh, but you still don't want people to know you're a dirtbag who stole from like.
But it.
At least I didn't steal a necklace from Claire's.
That's probably one of the best burns I've ever heard in the history of this show. What a burn!
I love him.
Let's get him elected.
Candy.
Yai.
You are disguised. What skeleton do you have in your closet?
Okay, so, oh gosh.
I moved here like when I was in high school, and when I got here, I'm from Owensboro, Kentucky. Okay,
Owensboro, I know Owensboro.
and all right, I told all my classmates that I was from California, listen, y'all. The reason why I do that is because telling everybody I was from Kentucky, it wasn't as exciting. So, like, all my friends still think that I'm from California. And I don't know how I'm supposed to break that to them. Like, Kentucky.
You didn't have an accent when they first, or did they think you were an actress? Like, nobody noticed? Because Owensboro people have a full-on draw.
I don't know of a single person from California using y'all.
At all.
I've had to, really, work on it when I first... I listened to my classmates, so it was easy for me to pick up, But
But it's been decades, right? So why can't you just... I guess, yeah, now that it's been decades, you look
can't.
Like
a... Yeah.
You look,
hey,
oh,
California! Yeah. No, it's Owensboro.
Owensboro, Kentucky.
They think I'm a Valley girl. There's no way I could go to them and say I'm from Kentucky.
Your whole life is a lie.
Oh, it's embellished just a little.
No, that's not a little embellished. Like, you've... Okay.
Hmm.
Okay, no, that's... You're going to have to live with that
interesting.
One. That's a skeleton, and you can never run for public office, because it will come out.
I'm never letting this skeleton out. Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to keep to myself.
You're a psychopath, is what you are. Thank you, Candy. Another Candy, this one... Without VD, Candy?
Yai.
Skeleton in your closet.
So I have a pretty big one. My husband and I, we have a couple kids. I do have one child with him, though, that is actually not my husband's, and he does not know.
Why are we not voice disguising you? What? Really?
Yep.
You know for a fact it's not his.
I do.
Whoa.
We had a little bit of a complicated time when we were together, not together, getting back together, and it was a little complication during that time period, and but he doesn't know, and he's raising her as his own, and yeah.
Does this child look like the other person?
She resembles me a lot.
Okay.
And luckily, there's, they don't have a very different, coloring. She has the same, she has dark hair like her father, both of them, actually.
Do you ever see the father?
I don't.
Does the father know?
He does not.
So you're lying to you're lying to your daughter, the baby daddy, and the...
What's going to happen if, she has a different blood type? Or, at the doctor's appointments and there's different...
Does anybody ever really check the Pennant squares? Because I know my blood
type.
Yeah,
you have to do... You do them in high school.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, the Pennant square.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pendant, Pedmos squares.
You can just write down a letter. They don't check. I'm A.
You really had to do that? So you did your parents?
Yeah.
And then you verified that you were their child?
I mean... Kind of.
That seems like a terrible exercise in school.
Catholic school.
Okay, that checks out. So your plan is to tell no one except us?
I don't know. It's something I've wrestled with a long time. I'm probably going to have to face it at some point, whether it's my daughter thinking something, some medical issue coming up. I don't know. I don't know how to broach the situation.
I don't know either. That's
now every couple in Denver is questioning the other person.
But it's just too easy to get a DNA test now.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
yeah,
seriously,
but if you don't think you need one,
correct. But everybody,
Candy.
Okay. Appreciate the honesty, but wow.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Do I just randomly pick which one, or do we just... We've decided it's the song, right? The song is better?
Yeah, people like the song.
Okay.
Who's people?
News.
Is it you?
Texters.
News.
Nope.
News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
It is also me. I do like the song, but texters say they like it. Good evening. Sad news out of the Coca-Cola factory today.
They had to admit
that their zero sugar lemonade was just a regular sugar lemonade the whole time.
Shut your mouth.
Yes.
That did not actually.
Yes, they had.
This whole time?
Their Minute Maid zero sugar lemonade, they recalled 13,000 cases of it because it were labeled zero sugar, but it was actually just the lemonade.
Hey, we all make mistakes.
Yeah, so oh my God, would that kill you? That wouldn't kill
me. It wouldn't kill me, but it would
be... your pump would be like going, whoa!
Yeah, I would be very concerned as to why my blood sugar is rising.
Yeah, it says it's a big thing if you're on a sugar-related diet. I've thought of Aaron right away. It's like, yeah, you got to know what you're putting in.
So
you're looking at the can, you're like, it says zero sugar, yeah. but it is a can, right?
It's not like the soda machines you go up to and go... It's like the...
Oh, right, the cans.
The actual cans of the
Minute Maid Zero Sugar Lemonade. It sounds pretty good, actually, for
no,
me.
No, it doesn't.
For me.
Does anybody like canned lemonade at all?
Yeah.
No, you do not.
I do, specifically like the pink lemonade. I remember that being in
a
can.
That's so gross.
I don't know why. I think I had it like once in the summer.
The only good lemonade on the planet is Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
That lemonade, I mean, I think about it. Like, I will probably buy a gallon on my way home.
It is really good because it doesn't have... Sometimes lemonade has... It's so sugary, it gives you that like...
It doesn't. Oh, it's perfect.
You know, like afterwards that... I don't know what to call that. Just
it's that weird little... Yeah.
Aaron, do it. Everyone... You know what I'm talking about, right?
Have you ever seen...
Someone just turned on the station.
Have you ever seen When Mars Attacks? I think is the name of the movie.
No.
Mm-hmm. There was a pinball machine at my pizza place growing up that had a Mars Attacks pinball game.
It's got like Jack Nicholson. It's got a whole bunch of stars.
What is this?
And it was like this. It was a star-studded like movie, but they made it look like it was in the 50s.
I'm trying to figure out why Jack Nicholson is related to...
Because in the movie, the Martians, the way they talk when they're communicating, they're like people are trying to translate to them, and then they look at each other and they're like... And then when they get real mad, they're like... Everyone watch When Mars Attacks tomorrow, and then we're going to do tomorrow's entire show in Martian.
Reporting live, I'm T-Hack. Back to you, Slacker News.
Wow. Thanks, T-Hack. Good evening.
The new element is perfect. Oh my God, I love that.
This Justin, it's actually not Justin. It's National I Love Lucy Day.
No, it's not.
It is.
Huh.
Yeah.
Lucy was my surfer at Avanti last night.
Huh?
Okay.
I don't know. I am really tired, so everything's just going to be a stream of consciousness. But it's funny because at one point last night, I said, Lucy, you have some splaining to do. And I had no idea today was going to be I Love Lucy Day.
Wow. So,
here we go.
Yeah. Very cool. It was news, on this by the way. What in 1951 that I Love Lucy made its debut.
Do you even know what it is?
Yeah.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Lies.
No, the chocolate episode is the best.
Okay, it's not. It's kind of funny the first time you watch it. It's not funny.
No, it's always good.
I have not seen it. I know about it. Didn't she tug her ear? I know about... Is that what she tugs?
Carol Burnett.
Oh, okay.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that not Bewitched?
No.
Oh, no, I'm thinking
Bewitched was her nose.
To say hi to her dad, right? That's Carol Burnett. Burnett?
Oh, yes, you're right. From the Carol Burnett.
Breaking news, it's Carol Burnett.
Dude, this is the least informed show. Did you want to tag it or you want to just let him have it?
That's it.
Good evening. Bad news for Slacker. The perfect midnight snack has been found.
News.
But you're not going to like it. You already said news. It's cottage cheese.
Ew, why?
It has a positive effect on your metabolism.
That's not a good snack at any time.
Mm-hmm. Late night. Ugh. Cottage cheese. I hate cottage cheese as well. But it is healthy if you're going to reach for it.
Who's it for? Who is cottage cheese for?
That's a great question.
People who want 30 grams of protein.
You know what? I've been trying to get it's one of those hokey things. I'm now believing everything about my body that I see on TikTok.
Welcome.
You got to get up, drink like the Celtic salt water, mm-hmm. get grounded. You guys know I bought some grounding mats.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And 30 grams of protein. like within 30 minutes of waking up. And you know how hard it is to get 30 grams of protein in your body, period?
Yeah. Like,
and you know how you get it? Greek yogurt.
No, can I tell you how?
Cheese.
Make a protein coffee.
Somebody just told me that. Yeah, the chiropractor just told me that. She was like, put collagen something in your coffee.
Yeah.
Collagen packs
or something.
Or
you can make a latte at home with espresso and then add like a caramel protein.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just stick like a T-bone in there.
That's not... You know what? Like I was like eggs. So I like hard boiled some eggs and I ate a hard boiled egg and I'm like, I wonder if that's enough. So I had a second one and then went and looked at it. It's 5 grams per egg. Geez. You'd have to eat 6 effing eggs.
In your coffee?
In my coffee.
Ugh.
All right, Aaron.
This Justin, gingers are better. It turns out that...
Can I veto this one? I haven't vetoed one in a long time.
Gingers technically age better and it's based on genes.
Like
we just like look younger. I don't know.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
You don't look that good for your age.
Thank you. It's all the stress that you put me through.
Okay. No. You're saying, okay.
Yeah.
I'm partial ginger. You know that.
Yeah.
So and is I that don't, why I look
I think you look younger than your age.
Yeah.
I have some redheads in my family.
You do?
Yeah. Yes. My grandfather was redhead and I have aunts and uncles that are redheads. And
glad I stopped. I was about to ask if I could sleep with them.
Hmm.
Why?
I don't know, because I'm stream of consciousness guy. Do we have time for one more? Yeah, sure, why not?
Do I have one more? That's the real question.
Nope, I guess we don't.
This just in, there's a new AI robot here to replace pets. It's like a Tamagotchi, but better. It's called a Mufflin. A Mufflin. M-O-F-L-I-N.
Do you know the Mufflin man?
Mufflin. He lives on Dry Riley.
I'm going to end this. That was news.
A lot of nope.
And just nope.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is weird because I thought we were all going to be in agreement and then Aaron just jumped the shark.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming.
Is there anybody who, I mean.
I actually thought about you when I went to one because I wanted to borrow your car.
You thought about me? Oh, yeah. God. I will definitely take you to a cemetery.
Yeah?
Oh my God, yes. At night during the witching month?
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's with you two. Relax. Like, have a hot First cocoa off, or something. No. Like, there's so much
we
better
get a hot
thing.
Cocoa in the car. Would you come along if we had hot cocoa?
I would, yeah.
Okay. The Tesla on full auto drive mode lets you see, like, it shows you trash cans. Mm-hmm. It shows you, like, cars, trucks. Like, sometimes if it's like
construction cones.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like, construction cones are in color, too.
Oh, really?
It does those in orange.
I didn't know that.
Fun. But if you drive through a cemetery, it's only worked for me once at the one over on Hamden and Havana, like right there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a person.
What?
There's like,
not an alive
like,
person.
Not a live person. Just like.
Just being picked up by the sensors.
Yes.
This is going to take a lot of cocoa to get.
Trust me. I got all the cocoa. But here was my point. Like, nobody in this room, nobody under the age of. I don't know what age it stopped. Does anybody want to be buried anymore? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine having a headstone and expecting people to come look at you?
No.
No, no. And I don't want to be buried that way either.
Right, I don't either.
Mm-mm. I had always just assumed, because that's like growing up, that's what when you go to a funeral, there's a casket and all that. Until my grandpa's funeral, he was the first person that was cremated and he was in like just a little box. I'm like, oh.
There we go. I want
that.
That seems like way more.
But is there still
like
a headstone
that.
Though?
Yes, there was.
See,
still one.
I don't want that. I don't want you to feel any obligation.
There's so many cool things you can do now too. Like my sister wanted to be put and like made into rocks, so she's literally being condensed
what kind of
into.
You gonna put them in your backyard, or you gonna put them in a bowl, or like what?
We're gonna split them between like family, friends.
But are they like decorative rocks that you want to like put?
They're just like white circle stones. They almost look like river stones.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can be made into a vinyl. You can be made into I love that.
But you're making me, then I'm making you get a record player. I don't want to be a burden at all.
Yeah.
But so you, this is what, so
you
we were starting.
You can be made into like a tree to be planted.
I have seen that. Like they put your body becomes the nutrients for the tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the so tree kind of cool grows things. Out of you then.
Mm-hmm.
You, so we were all in agreement before we came on the air that we don't care about it. But then you're like, oh, this is the first time I haven't gone to a cemetery. Like, what are you?
Yeah, this is like the first weekend.
Why?
I do, as much as I don't care to personally be buried there, I think they're beautiful.
You like cemeteries?
Yeah. I don't find them.
What am I supposed
like,
to do with that information?
I don't find them creepy. I find them very like, I don't know if relaxing is the right word, but it's just very calming.
But it's always, don't you think, like the, you know, the Fairmont Cemetery? It's that huge one, like between Havana and something. It's like by Alameda. It's the cemetery is like,
I don't
know.
It
is the hugest chunk of land. And I'm like, that should be. If I say a golf course, people are going to be mad. But it should just be something else. It just seems like a waste of space to go, this is where we keep our dead bodies.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, what are we keeping them for?
Yeah, and preserving them. It is. I think it's strange. I find it's like a strange custom that we do that. And we spend so much money on like keeping the body when it's not going to.
Grandma's not there anymore.
Yeah.
It's just like, but still go to grandma's favorite spot. Like Erin has already threatened, and I believe will follow through. She is just going to be a haunting MF-er.
Yeah.
She's going to be, go to the places where you know Erin would be.
I'm going to mess with the electricity.
The cemetery.
You're right.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
We need to talk about, we all have to admit we're petty.
Oh, done. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we've turned down a perfectly good human over something small.
Oh, no. No, I'll date anyone.
No, but you got it's like a shallow reason you wouldn't date somebody. Like there, I was being set up with, oh my God, this is the karma that I get. I was being set up with a woman who was beautiful. She was a dancer of the kind you might think.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Had that 90s Mariah Carey hair, very rare.
Oh.
Just, ugh.
Yes.
Just a body just forever.
Mom jeans on the derriere.
Yes.
Throwing up the west side as we play in the air.
Not everybody got the Macklemore reference there.
I love that song.
I hate Macklemore.
Really?
That would be one for me. Yeah, if you like Macklemore, I'm not dating you.
You would literally not date me because I just quoted Macklemore.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding you guys. Like, only Erin and I can see this. But you, like, look at his face.
Yeah, no, he's serious.
He's dead serious.
Yeah. His first song, he talks about how when he's at the thrift shop, he talks about how sneakerheads are dumb. Oh, they'll be like, oh, we got the Velcros. And then he does Jordan releases later on in his career. And also he talks about paying $50 for a t-shirt. Go on Macklemore's website. How much do you think his merch shirts are?
$50.
At least $50, yeah. He's a liar. He's a hypocrite. Bothers me.
Okay.
All right.
But go on.
No, but this is exactly what we were talking about. Like, you're shallow. Like, if somebody, there could be a person who's perfect for you, but if they were like your third date, they walked in a Macklemore shop and they go, what? And you're like, nope.
Nope. Get out.
You're like,
absolutely. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be like, yeah.
So this girl was stunning, and I went to her place of work, watched her dance, and then she was going to come over and be introduced to me. And when she approached, she was like, yeah, must be Michael. And I was like, couldn't do it. I mean, you'd be surprised because guys, Tiak will admit, we'll push through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot, somebody with a voice like that, it was like, beep, beep, boop, boop, and she baby talked just enough that it was like, I don't care that you have 90s Mariah Carey hair. I don't care. She was gorgeous.
Do you think
it was part of like the act
No. Because I stuck around long enough to make sure. I was like,
yeah, okay.
No, I'm not stupid. I wasn't like,
good.
No, I didn't run. I was like, maybe whatever. Like, uh-uh.
Oh.
And then like, I asked the friends who were setting me up. I'm like, so is that her real voice? I was like, yeah, why? I was like, okay, no. I can't. Like, I just can't.
When they act oblivious, what?
Like, what? Like, for real. But I don't think everybody has that. There are people who she's probably happily married, has 20 kids. I like somebody who likes somebody talking like that. It's just like to imagine sitting down and watching Shawshank Redemption and then go, "What do you think?" It's like, "Well, I think it's an woman, the woman named Bamba." It's like, no, can't. Right? I said it's about being shallow.
No, I know.
Yeah, I agree.
You said petty.
Petty, shallow. It's all, you know.
Yeah. There was a girl that liked me, and she had a lower back tattoo, which that in itself is fine, but it was of the New York Yankees logo. She was a diehard Yankees fan, and her whole family was, her brothers, her dad, and I'm like, it's not going to work for me, because I'm not.
You're not a sport, well, you like basketball.
I like
but that's
basketball,
it.
But like I don't like.
I don't want to be reminded of your fanhood,
right?
Especially, yeah.
If I see, yeah, and also I'm just not gonna fit in. Like this, I'm not gonna be indoctrinated into liking the Yankees. I just don't see that for my future.
And you're gonna see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I think it's petty. I think it's shallow.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you were right.
Okay, thank you.
And I would appreciate it if you would say that exact sentence.
I would like to see a picture of the Mariah Carey.
All right. So if you've dumped somebody or you just wouldn't date somebody because of something shallow or petty, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I haven't had to turn someone down for this reason, but I absolutely would. And I feel like a hypocrite. If you have a peanut allergy, I can't. I'm already so limited on what I can eat that like a peanut butter.
You're right.
Peanut butter is a staple.
You can't combine an allergy. Like
no, I got them all.
You got it right. If somebody doesn't overlap with you, if they're a new one,
yeah.
that actually makes a lot of sense.
I don't think that's shallow or petty. I think that's like right on the money. Because you're just like you're such a petri dish of like despair.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally have like the GIFs on the go in my office.
What's a GIF on the go?
The peanut butter thing. And I don't
know
even,
what that is. It's just a
little container. Yeah.
And you just put your finger in it?
I just tongue it.
Okay. I'm going to be my best TX self. I think I would dump you if I saw you tonguing a GIF on the go. Yeah. Like you're in the car next to me. We're on our way to a romantic getaway up in the mountains.
Well,
and you're just...
I do it when I'm alone.
Eating out. Okay.
I don't
want them to all be food related, but there's one on the, like, this was a Reddit thread where people were talking about pettiest reason. It was like, I've definitely not been friends with somebody. Like, you make a great meal, and I make a great brunch. So I've got, like, green chili and hash browns and, like, some sort of egg dish, you know, like strata or, like, green chilies with inside eggs with cheese, like chili.
Oh, nice.
Casserole. Yeah. All these different things. And you're like... Everything's like laid out there. And then a friend of mine, former friend, was like, "Hey, you got ketchup?" And I'm like, "For what?" And it was like, all of it.
What?
Put ketchup on the eggs, put ketchup on the hash browns. We got an argument over it. He's like, "Hash browns are like baby french fries." I'm like, "Right, but I have green chili and it's brunch and you're not five."
True.
Yeah.
Like, we don't get to be friends if you put ketchup on my food. You're putting ketchup on my food. Like, if you're the guy at STK Steakhouse and you just made some guy a Wagyu steak and he's like, "Do you have A1? You're allowed to kill him. I think you are. He doesn't get to have Wagyu and then order Heinz.
I guess, yeah. Ketchup on a steak is...
No, you just don't get to do it. And I think it's a good reason. It's shallow, it's petty, but it's a reason to not be with somebody anymore. They put ketchup on the wrong food.
Because you're also, it's like, this isn't going to work out. I'm going to make a lot of food for you, and you're going to ruin all of it.
Yeah, if I watch you ruin my food on the daily, oh, you have ranch? What?
Hold on.
Lines are being crossed right now.
Okay, but again, we don't want them all food, and I want to put one moratorium. You are not allowed to make it political. It's like, oh my God, he voted for... I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not going to be about that. Anything else petty is on the table. Why did you shallowly not date somebody? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for the shallowest, pettiest people who just either not dated somebody or dumped him for a weird reason. There was a guy on the phone who didn't stay And I know you talked to him.
Mm-hmm. He just texted me. That's my buddy. He accidentally hung up.
It's somebody you know. Yes. He dumped a girl.
It's not, okay, I was going to say, he did not dump me for this reason.
It's not good.
Say why.
He said he went to pick her up for the first time. And she got in the car, and he didn't know why, but she had an overwhelming scent of mustard on her. And he knew from then.
Could anybody just pick mustard? Do you think you could just smell mustard and go, that's mustard?
I don't think so.
Because every once in a while, like, there was a smell in the hallway recently, and we all went out there, and we're like, I don't know what it is, but I think it might be...
Pop-Tart.
Something.
Yeah.
But it was like mustard. Yeah. Like, you just know that it was mustard?
But if it's in your car, I mean, that's pretty close proximity, pretty, like...
But to just be spot on, oh, that's mustard.
Yeah.
And just be like, that's enough for me.
Because
I like mustard, but I just don't like a lot of mustard.
What do you do in that situation? Like, she just got in. Do you kick her out?
Throw hot dogs at her.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, that's what you're trying to do.
Michelle, what was your petty shallowness?
I probably should have camouflaged my name because this is really, really shallow. Not my best human moment. I couldn't handle his name. I knew I was going to have to make up a different name for him because I just couldn't. I couldn't call him by his name, and it's not even that bad of a name, but I just couldn't do it.
Are you going to tell us the name, or are you just going to leave it a mystery? What?
Maybe I'll leave a mystery. Should I leave it a mystery and make everybody wonder?
No,
you got to tell us the name. What was his name?
Oh, it was Blaine or Blake or something like that.
You don't even remember
the name that you dumped him for.
No, listen. No. This is true. However, what I do remember is that it started with a B, and I really don't like the letter B. And then it was followed by the letter L, and that combination.
Blah.
Come on, somebody side with me. Blah. Is just horrible.
Okay, Michelle, that's right? Really weird. No, not right. I mean, yes, you're perfect for this because it's supposed to be shallow and petty.
And that
but
is
like,
right. And I'm sorry to the universe. I'm sorry, Blaine or Blake or whatever. I couldn't.
Or
and
whatever your name is.
I'm gonna have
Bluey. Whatever.
Change his name.
Okay, Michelle, that's you're
thank
everything
you.
We ever wanted. Thank you. I hope you smell like mustard.
What if we find her?
I want to find her. If you smell like mustard,
please call in.
Please, no, just stop by.
Oh.
I want to walk past you. Amanda?
Ew. Yai.
Shallowness. Why are you shallow?
So I was dating this guy for a few months. He was great, great personality, very handsome, great job, no red flags. A few months into our dating, we were out to dinner and we were laughing. Things were funny. And he laughed. He opened his mouth really wide and I saw that he had fillings in all of his back teeth, top and bottom.
Yeah.
And I could never unsee that. And
I
couldn't go out.
I have fillings.
That was the end of that.
Or were they the old school?
Yeah,
like they were metal.
The old, like dark metal.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's rough.
Dark metal fillings, poor oral hygiene. I couldn't do it.
I've had all mine ripped out and replaced to white.
Yeah.
There's something about you just look like a meth head.
Well, I wasn't going to go there.
No, just like, what's been going on back there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Did you tell him or did you just like bounce?
No, I slowly faded away.
Yeah. No, not the slow fade.
Yeah.
Here, chew on this.
Oh, God. Thank you for the call.
Right.
Sandy?
Yeah.
What's your shallow pettiness?
So I went out on a first date with a guy and he had asked me like, how do I feel about a guy wearing a kilt? And I was like, cool, whatever. If that's kind of your thing. He showed up in a kilt. We had a great time. Second date was supposed to be a hiking date. Showed up in a kilt again. That was a no for me.
He wore a kilt to go hiking?
Crazy.
Yes. I was like mortified.
Was he wearing what you're supposed to wear under a kilt?
I didn't ask, and I
which
didn't
is nothing, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Hiking with nothing under there?
Yeah.
Hope it was a summer hike. Almost don't
no,
hope
you
it
don't,
was a summer hike.
Yeah. Chafing.
Yeah, but you want it to be cold under there.
Yeah, I'd rather.
Yeah, I don't know.
Be the summer.
Let's explore that later. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Sarah, are you in danger? Yai.
No.
What's your shallowness?
We were out to dinner, and I had a cheeseburger, and he told me he liked the taste of raw meat.
Like, he didn't...
And that
he didn't even do it in front of you. He just mentioned liking raw meat, and that alone was off-putting.
Yes. Yeah. He does it.
Yeah, that's a lifestyle, I would say.
Have you ever been around anybody who eats it?
No.
I was forced to eat it at a friend's house recently.
Why?
Because they were like, I guess in Kansas City, you know who you are, Kansas City. They call it tiger meat, and they just open like ground beef, and then put like lemon and garlic salt on it, and go, everybody have some tiger meat. And you're like,
what?
Man, if this was from like Tony's, maybe, but like this is just regular deli ground beef.
No,
no, and everybody had to do it.
No,
and the guy who's dating her didn't do it, but I did, which was stupid. I was like, wait, you didn't do it? Why am I doing it?
She probably made it up to him.
No, the whole family was there, and they were all doing it. Everyone was eating the raw hamburger.
Yeah, I would be out. I wouldn't.
That's different. I don't know why.
You're right.
It's
ground beef,
but
I eat steak tartare. That's uncooked. I don't know. Jessica.
Yai.
Why are you shallow?
I met this guy at a bar. We hit it off. We decided to do a second date at a pool, and he took his shoes off and had the most beautiful pedicure. His toenails were painted like an orange color, and I just couldn't do it anymore.
Orange for the Broncos.
Yeah!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
If you're over 40, Aaron would like to sleep with you.
That's not... You said date.
Last I checked, that's what dating you looks like. So there's a story out that basically men slowly but surely morph into different things when they're dating. Like their 20s, like I haven't even read the thing, but I can tell you, men in their 20s.
It says they don't fully know what they want, which I think that can be applied to everyone in their 20s.
Yeah. Yeah, but men just, like, we're just,
not focused on settling down, just want to have fun,
which is
fine.
But it's frightening to me that someone in this room got married in their 20s.
I know.
And they're still
like young 20s.
I know.
Yeah.
His wife couldn't drink at their wedding, young 20s.
No, she could.
She could. That was my rule for her.
He made her wait.
Oh, sorry.
I do remember that.
Yeah, she was
one of the rules.
She was almost 22.
I don't know about you.
It feels like a perfect night to get married. I know.
Okay, but you, I think you're the exception to the rule. You knew what you wanted.
I knew what I wanted, yeah. And I think everybody knows what they want. I think guys specifically, they just don't want to admit it.
Really?
That's, I think, the difference. I think you want
no idea what I want in my 20s. None.
But what do you mean? What is there to not know? You want to find a partner.
I just had like Ryan Gosling. What do you want?
I don't know, but I
think you're like, I'm not supposed to settle down yet.
No. I didn't know what I wanted. I still don't know
what do you want?
I'm genuinely just, what is there to not know?
Did you want to get married?
Did you want to have kids? Like, that's what
not
you...
Not really, no.
Okay,
no.
Interesting.
No, and I didn't know, like, that was before the factory was invented.
Mm.
You know, I didn't know, oh, blonde, brunette. Like, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm starting to zone in on a thing that I like. And at a certain point you're like, oh, she's a crack addict? I don't care. Sure, I'll date her. Like, she, like, doesn't have meaningful employment, has super daddy issues, like, whatever. You're like, okay, I don't care. Because you're, like, nothing's permanent in your 20s, and you're not thinking of, you don't have a bucket list of things she has to be, so you're just kind of willing to go along with the flow of a lot more things.
Did you feel, though, like, the people that you were dating then, could you see a future with them? Like, did you still have that, but you were just like, we're going to deal with the now?
But I just stick,
but I still, okay.
I'm just a sticker. I'm like, not a stage 5 clinger, but I'm like, I get in relationships. Mostly because I'm just, you know, I'm so awesome that people don't want to leave.
But that's
but
what
you're
I,
the sticker.
Right. I'm sticky, I guess.
But that's okay. I think that's what I'm trying to say is you knew what you wanted deep down is to be in a relationship because you kept forcing it to happen.
I didn't force it to happen. It just happens. You get in my circle. I'm like a tractor beam. Look at you. Try to leave. Try to walk away right now. Go ahead.
I don't want to.
See?
It's kind of weird.
What you want. Yeah. I think it's funny that you're pretending you don't know what I mean when I say I don't know what I want.
I just think a lot of people do, and they're just like, but I'm not yet. not yet. It's the same with like becoming a dad and becoming a father. It's like, yeah, I want to, but not yet. Not yet. And it's
I
like,
didn't
well,
think I wanted to. I didn't think I didn't want to, but I didn't think I wanted to. I like I'd always kind of pictured myself as having kids because everyone just did.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're from Longmont,
mm-hmm.
you procreate. You like, yeah. especially when you're one generation off the farm. I mean, like my sure. dad had 8 brothers and sisters. Then we get peeled it down to 4. I'm like, well, I got to do at least 2. Got to keep the math right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you did.
I did.
Good for you.
But like, I didn't think of that in my 20s. I wasn't like, yes, let's get a kid. Let's. I was
you
doing
were
everything
also a
I could
rock
to
star.
Not have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I guess I was too, but I just knew that eventually that's what I want. So that's what I was looking for in when I was dating is like, could I marry you? Could wow. I have a kid with you? Could I see
Never,
that happening?
Not once did that. I don't believe that ever crossed my mind in my 20s. Not
I mean,
really?
Like, with people that I genuinely was dating. Like, I mean, you have flings or whatever too.
Even when I was dating, I'm like, this is just great. This is great. Just like this.
Mm-hmm. We'll just
let's keep
it
doing
going.
This.
Interesting. Okay.
This is the thing. It's like, I wasn't like, oh my God, we should get married. And what sucks is the girl who I dated in my 20s, I adored her. Like, I fell in love with her the first time I saw her in 8th grade.
Aww.
And then we dated for most of my 20s, and it's like, I feel bad because she did know what she wanted. And I didn't do it. Like, she was like, I'll just wait until he knows what he wants.
Oh.
Yeah. She's really? Married now, I found
That's
out.
That's good.
Oh, good. You looked her up.
I looked her up a long time ago.
I would too.
No, I didn't look her up for that though. Because like,
that,
no.
I don't know. Is that proving my point a little bit?
No.
That, like if you could have just been like, maybe I do want to just settle down with you. You could have been with her.
No.
And maybe you would have.
She's way better off. Because she's with like a farm. She's like a Longmont girl. She's with somebody like, yeah. She just got to him too late because I like wasted a bunch of her time.
Wow.
Aaron, you know that you've dated me, not me, but men like me.
Oh yeah, that's like all of my situationships.
Like we're like, I'll get around to it, or yeah. I won't. Oh, this is great, yeah. Just like this.
I like this now, but
can I just come over and then like when I'm done.
Where they literally are like, yeah, I like where this is going. This is great. I want to continue this. I'm not ready for a long-term relationship. Let's keep going. Like, it's
what does going mean if it's not a long-term relationship?
I have no idea.
How old was this person?
They're in their 30s.
Cool. So in their 30s, it says they look for a true connection.
That's a lie. To put it lightly, lies.
Okay. So then you don't think any, because you had like 4 or 5 situationships
yeah,
in a row.
In a row. Like to the point where it made me delete dating apps.
I know.
It hurt.
I haven't had the courage yet. I'm on the verge though.
I think it's got to be the apps. I didn't have anywhere else to turn. There was no like imaginary line of women that like, well, if this doesn't work out, I'll just get back and swipe and find someone. It's like
the apps suck. It totally changed our mentality.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you're shopping.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's like I put effort into this. Like it took courage to like come up and talk to you and all that. Mm-hmm. And now we're like a few dates in, and we're both invested. Instead of there's no backup plan. So yeah. I think that
you're
can see that.
So you're better than all of us.
Yeah.
No, I was before the apps, luckily.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that brings me to what we started this whole conversation with.
Yep.
If you're in your 40s, you're looking for relationship-minded women. And that woman is in the studio today.
Here I
Her
am.
Her name is Erin. So if you're in your 40s, 4700 South Syracuse, she gets off at 7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so this started as a little... Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine today.
This started as a little joke.
I'm so excited.
I'm not. We're going to
really?
Have to fix some things about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Semantics.
You think?
Yeah.
It's more than semantics.
It'll be fixed day of.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. We're calling it the Slacker Show Tour of Terror.
Yes.
We are going to a couple different haunted houses.
Yes.
Some of the bigger ones in town.
Yes. Bigger and best ones.
Next
Wednesday.
Wednesday. So a week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Are we going to give away tickets to that probably tomorrow? Where do we start? Here's what I want to do. I want to do at least one or two pair via social media.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can even do them through email or whatever. But email seems kind of antiquated, right?
Yeah.
But like, yeah. I want some of the people who are coming to just desperately want to go.
Yeah.
Because if we just do, hey, best call Friday in the three when we're talking about what'd you shoplift, mm-hmm. is that person really going to, do they represent what we want? Because we're getting a party bus.
Mm-hmm.
We are. Yeah. Pizza.
Shout out to Hermes for that.
Who is it?
Hermes? Yep.
You sure it's not Hermes?
I literally asked that just in case. It is Hermes.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
So they spell it like Hermes?
H-E-R-M-E-S.
You know that's how you say it? Okay.
Hermes. Yeah.
Hermes. Is that how you say
Hermes?
It? So I was saying it wrong?
Yeah.
So we're three for three, but you've talked to the owners of Hermes.
I talked to our promotions guy.
You're trusting Mark? You're trusting Mark to pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you...
We used them before. They did the trip to Bucky's.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't get to
they
go
were
on
great.
That. How long did that trip take? Because this bad boy's going. So we go to a couple. We go to Fry. Do you know that? I don't have it in front of me.
I do.
I don't want to say it wrong.
I do.
Frightmare?
Yeah. Frightmare compound and the 13th floor.
Okay. Yeah, so we get to go.
Wednesday, week from tomorrow.
And are you going to go into one or both or neither?
I don't know. We'll see. My biggest issue is I don't trust
actors.
You two.
Oh. Oh.
You don't trust
what?
Us?
Yeah.
To do what?
I literally said I want you to go through one of them, but I'm not going to force you.
I've never been through one of them that it doesn't immediately switch halfway through and they're like, hey, get this guy. He's the scared guy. Oh, like, and I'm looking at you.
I will tell you this.
It's going to happen. It's never not happened. I know that's how it works.
I will tell you this. I won't do that, but I won't have to. You... Dude,
I also think
I
that there's going to be
scaredy cat.
Well, yeah.
Look at him right now. If you've worked your whole life in a haunted house and you see that face, you're like, "That's the guy."
Well, and
that's the guy we're going for. Like that's I don't even work in a haunted house.
No, there's a thing too, where like if you're in a group with people, they know that the people in the middle are the scaredest. So you either want to be leading or like at the very end.
Mm. I've been at the end. And it wasn't great.
Because you got scared a lot? Or
there was this one. I don't know if either one of these have this, but like, and I don't want to ruin it, but like, you walk through the haunted house and there's just people standing there.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a statue.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a person pretending to be a statue. And sometimes you look at it and you're like, I can't really tell. And you're the first person, you walk right up and you go, and it's like, nah. I think it's a statue. And then you walk past it. You keep going. Well, at this one, there was a statue of a wheelchair. There was a person in a wheelchair. And like everybody walked up to it and they're like, oh, no, it's not real. And then you kept going down this hallway and the hallway kept getting narrower and narrower. And it like got down to where like your shoulders are kind of touching to get through the thing. Well, I was the last person. So I looked at the wheelchair thing and then just followed the group. And as it gets narrower, you got to walk slower because you're just like, we're struggling to get through it.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden I hear, I turn around and wheelchair is a real person coming at me
booking it.
A bat out of hell.
I love it.
And you can't run because there's a bottleneck in front of you. And it's like rabid dog in a wheelchair at 900 miles an hour. And he stopped right before he got to me because there was a chain holding him in. So they know exactly where.
And because it's an actor.
Yes, and they're technically, supposedly, do you know this, TX? They're not allowed to touch you.
That's what I've always heard.
Presumably. Yeah. They do, though.
Yeah, but I know.
Sometimes.
They definitely.
They can't hurt you. But
it might be an accident if they were to, like, stumble.
It's dark,
get too
man.
Close. Yeah. But they're not going to, like, grab you and shake you.
I know. I just can't believe you're going up. Like, who cares if it's real or not? You just put your head down. You just sprint through the whole thing.
That's
you just
not the point.
Get out as soon as you can. Why are you like going up to stuff and checking it out? I don't get that at all.
Can I tell you the other scariest room I've ever been in a
yeah.
haunted house? It's so cool. it's dark, right? It's dark. Mm-hmm. And then there's a person here. And there's a, oh, somebody jumps out. Oh, oh. You turn a corner, walked into a room, strobe lights on a million. It was so bright in there. And you'd been in darkness for so long that your eyes will not adjust to it. And then people are just like, coming right up to your face. And you're like, ah!
It's almost like the Weeping Angels from Doctor Who.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was so terrifying. Because you're like,
I love
you're
that.
Trying to process. You're like, nunk, 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 nunk. The lights are like so much. And then there's just people like, wah, wah. Anyway.
So you two are brave. You're not scared. And
I'm
you're
scared. But you're saying
how terrifying it is. What am I going to do? I'm already terrified.
Hey, terror.
That and we're getting bojos as well. So
Someone's got to keep an eye on that.
No.
Someone's got to mark.
You get
spot,
no bojos until you go through a haunted house. So here's
that's a good deal.
Let me pull up the contract.
Here's the thing. After hearing us describe this, want to come along? So what will we do? You want to put it up? You want people to DM us on Insta or like? What do you want to do? Comment on our thing and say why you want to come.
I'll post a picture of the Tour of Terror thing.
Yeah. And then we'll have tickets to give away for the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. And it happens next Wednesday. I believe we launch from here.
Yes.
Yep. So you'll need to come to the tech center and then we'll get you up to the two different places. We'll have Bojos on the bus, other fun and games. BJ and Jamie will be on the bus playing bar bingo.
They won't.
Bus bingo.
Bus bingo.
We're bringing bus bingo back. We have the bingo cards. Can we do bus bingo?
I'm in on that. Yeah. It sounds like a lovely time.
All right. Is it going on Insta? Is that where you're putting it?
Yes. I'll do Insta and Facebook.
All right. So that will be up. And then if you have any comments for T-Hack, or we need a new name for you. P-Hack. No.
See, the bullying has begun.
Terrified.
I knew it. We didn't have any haunted house yet.
That's why you need to prove him wrong.
Just text in to T-Hack at 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
So a few weeks ago, we went on air with a great idea.
Okay.
You guys don't remember it. We wanted to start an Aaron's mug collection.
Oh my God,
collection.
If this is the mug thing, I am leaving.
Why?
Did somebody send you a mug?
I've got my first official mug.
You've only got one?
One, yes.
That's like, that counts for more than one.
It is a hefty mug.
That's a mug and a half.
It's like braided and I don't know, it looks hand painted.
We decided to, why did we decide to do this? Because you were complaining you didn't have a mug to drink out or something. I don't remember why it happened. So we basically,
I don't either.
We're just always trying to get free crap.
We are.
Let us know. How can we get
Do we get free
what
crap?
What do you have and how can we get it? 51059, The Slacker
Show.
You
know what's funny? And this, I probably shouldn't say this out loud, which is
Are you going to talk about Culver's?
No.
Oh.
No, I mean, first off, the amount of free advertising you give Culver's on the daily, you should never pay for a meal there, but I know you do.
I do.
We get nothing every time you're just like,
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, I'm incognito when I'm in there.
I have a sweet tooth. I have a bit of a sweet tooth. And back in the day, like Enstrom's chocolate would drop stuff off here. I'm trying to think of who else.
I don't even know if I know that company.
Enstrom's, it's the toffee. Oh my God, it's like the perfect, it's Christmas toffee with like the,
oh God, it's
so good.
Delicious.
I think what makes me the most irritated about this is I see those bastards at Colorado Candy Company dropping stuff off for our morning show.
Constantly.
There's like a forklift bringing up ribbon candy right now.
Yeah.
And what do they do for us? Nada.
Ask us to
step aside. Nothing.
Got more for the morning show.
Right.
Hold on.
Don't touch that. That's for Jamie. Okay, great. When Schmidil gets candy and I don't.
Well,
there's injustice in the world.
Maybe they don't know that you like candy.
Good God. Okay. Well, let it be known.
Okay.
So here.
Take a guess. Do I like candy? Yes or no?
Well, I'm just saying that.
So we ended up in a position where I was like, a long time ago, you would just do the thing on the radio where you'd go like, oh my God, I wish I had a coffee mug. In fact, we'll plug your business for free. And I'm sure our bosses hate what we're doing, but it's like, we'll plug your business for free if you give Aaron a coffee mug.
So shout out.
No, hold on.
Okay, sorry.
And I didn't think it would work.
Oh.
And then I thought I could then go, well, that didn't work, but let's get Slacker some candy. I thought we'd zag from your failure and do something different.
So we were just going to skip over me? Is that part of your plan?
What do you want? What do you want?
I don't know. I don't just for some reason.
If I get some candy.
He wants to be invited.
Yeah.
I want some other candy company to say, we want to be the official candy company of the afternoon show. I don't know who that is.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. But do you want boxed? Like I don't know what I want.
I want any
candy.
Can we
get like Nerds Clusters?
I like taffy. No, you got to. It's going to have to be a Colorado company, don't you think?
Oh, I don't know. The Nerds Clusters are so good. I love candy.
They are really good. She turned me on to them.
There's a Colorado company who's making something adjacent to that, maybe? I don't know. I'm just saying, don't give up. By the way, where are my Altoid Sours you promised me like 7 years ago?
I haven't been to one of the candy stores yet.
And
sorry.
What do you do with the rest of your day when you're not here?
Sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so if you're a candy company, text in 51059 or just run over the Colorado company forklift and bring some candy up to me. Tiak doesn't know what he wants yet, but he'll make up his mind at Culver's tonight.
Yeah.
But there anyways, my mug.
Erin got her first mug.
I did. Thank you to Clear Creek Window Washing. Get a clearer view. With them. And a solid mug.
That's a huge mug.
It's like a beer stein.
Yeah.
That's a killer mug. Have you drank out of it yet?
I have not, because I wanted to give him a shout out first before he said it.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
It looks like an antique almost. Like it's just like, it's so
it is.
Like old school.
Okay, so are we going to get our windows washed or, you know what I would, no, never mind. I was like, what if they like lined the inside of it with like psilocybin or something? Like that's another way to really get us to plug your business, right? If you line the cup with some sort of drug.
I know what I want now.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of a man who needed rescue crews because he tried to pick up money.
Oh.
No.
It'll make sense in a minute. That's what the tease is for. You're all wondering, how could that work? Well, you'll find out in a moment.
I have a story of just like Slacker, a man needs some rest.
Yeah.
I like that. It's got a little wang on it, doesn't it?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A couple in the... I almost had a family. That's why I... Okay, hold on. We're... A couple in the UK.
It's in the UK, Tia. It's in the UK, Tia. You've got one job here.
It's a UK couple, is it?
Yeah, they went on a holiday.
They went on a holiday. It's a vacation, you know.
It is.
They say it a different way.
I learned that when I went through customs, and I said, there's not a holiday.
Oh, my God.
I'm not joking.
You are the stupidest person.
It's me. I'm like, stupid stories.
They're like, are you on holiday? And you're like, no.
I was like, oh, is there a holiday?
I don't celebrate. But all the respect to you and your culture.
Anyways,
all right, when we do this for real on the air,
yes.
Let's not do any of this part.
Oh, perfect. Okay
good.
Scratch it.
They're on holiday.
And they came back to find a bathtub full of bubbles, some chicken filet and pasta on the stove. And they said, Jeeves, thank you.
Jeeves?
Oh, wait, we don't have
a
Jeeves. Turns out that there was an intruder.
Oh, an intruder.
And he just made himself at home.
He did.
Yeah.
He gave them a little bit of food and whatnot.
Yeah. And then he just took a nap in their bed.
Oh.
What?
And then he was kicked out.
He was? They didn't even call a popo on him?
No, they were just like, bud, you gotta go.
This is my holiday.
All right, well, this whole thing is usually about this long, so we don't have time for my story. So if you really want to know why a guy needed rescued, my story comes out of Argentina. It took 3 hours for police, fire, rescue, the entire Argentinian forces to free a man. He had dropped $24 and was trying to retrieve it. Unfortunately, he had dropped it in the toilet.
Oh, no.
And he wouldn't let go. So they had to get out torches and they had to basically dismantle a toilet. They used heavy equipment and a plumber's torch to destroy the throne. this man can keep his 24 dollars. There we go. Those were all the stupid people. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.